Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this mighty love, this beautiful kingdom that you brought us into. And I so appreciate it. Thank you, Father God, for taking hold of my life nearly 40 years ago. And I just thank you for this beautiful path of righteousness that's just got better and better as you just brought your plan to pass, your goodness to pass in my life, to affect the life of my children, my friends, and my family. I really appreciate you. And and thank you for this day. Another beautiful day. It just gets better and better. And we just committed to you. And thank you for showing yourself strong on behalf of us that love you, love your word, love your leadings, Lord. In Jesus' name, let your church, let your bride be manifested in these last days. You just show yourself strong in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 2 Timothy 1 from verse 10 to 12, TPT translation. This truth is now being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, who has dismantled death, obliterating all its effects on our lives, and has manifested his immortal life in us by the gospel. And he has anointed me as his preacher, his apostle, and his teacher of truth to the nations. The confidence of my calling enables me to overcome every difficulty without shame, for I have an intimate revelation of this God, and my faith in him convinces me that he's more than able to keep all that I've placed in his hands safe and secure until the fullness of his appearing.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Just as with Paul, you know, Paul was just knocked off his horse and then he met the Lord and then he received the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brings us into the presence and it keeps us in the presence. When we're in the Spirit, we're not in carnality, we're in tune with God, and in tune with God when we draw close to him and beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are transformed from glory to glory, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. And that's a beauty. And then it says in Colossians as well, you know, we've been raised and seated with Christ, so we must set our minds on things above, for Christ is our life. And whenever he's revealed, we revealed with him in glory. So it's a beautiful relationship. Family, first we've come back to our family. We've been set apart from the world. We're not looking to the world. We're not trying to follow man. You follow man, you're deceived. It says you don't trust in man. We trust in a living God. And he's our shepherd. And then he leads us. And the path gets brighter and brighter. And that's a beauty. So the encouragement again this morning is, you know, you were made by God. You were put into this earth through your mother's womb to come to that place of surrender and fellowshipping with the Father and Son. I love that prophetic word that in John 14, where Jesus says in that he talks about going away for a little while and he talks about giving his Spirit, and then he will come and reveal himself to his disciples. And how long was he away? 3 days and three nights. They were sorrowful and the world was rejoicing, but life came through the resurrection, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And then Judas says to him, now, how will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then he explains, how does he do that? He didn't say, no, it's for everyone. It is for everyone, but it's the path. You've got to come through the door, Jesus Christ. You've got to come through the new birth, receiving the Holy Spirit. You have to come through obedience, staying in tune. And then he explains, he says, because you will allow my word, I will reveal myself to you, and me and my Father will come and make our home with you. And that's a reality, guys. It's not just one day. The reality is now. Every spiritual blessing is being given, and it's been given so that we can have a relationship of obedience, of staying in the footsteps of Jesus, following with Jesus. And the path is getting brighter and brighter. The revelation of Jesus It's just like a parent meets the child, meets their parents, and then that child develops with the parents and then grows up into maturity. The Bible says we grow into maturity, into a true man. What's a true man? He says the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So Christ is a picture from the very beginning of our potential, and now we are in him, and we will always be in him, because in him we live and move and have our being. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.